Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Wednesday, August 21st. A little bit of late buying in the grain complex moved most contracts into the black today, with only Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat staying negative on the day. So we had December corn finish up a penny and a half at 370 and a quarter. Took a run down towards the contract lows at 363 and three quarters, but stalled out at 366 and a quarter, and then rallied back late in the day. Ethanol numbers released today, week 301 million gallons produced, down 6 million from last week, and that's an 18-week low. And you had stocks at 981 million gallons, down 22 million gallons from the previous week. Ethanol definitely in the news this week, as we had POET shutting down one major plant and curtailing production and several others. And also President Trump having an emergency cabinet meeting to try and figure out how to address the anger and frustration coming out of Iowa and other corn-producing states. We'll have to look for any developments on that front. You also have the Pro Farmer Tour moving into parts of Illinois and Iowa today, still awaiting any average results coming out of there. USDA this morning did announce a sale of 328,000 tons of corn to Mexico, but that demand still waning and lacking as we head into fall. We've got wheat in September, Chicago trading up 2.5 cents, 462.5, about 6.5 cents off of 456 low. Kansas City SEP finished down 0.5 cent at 386 and a quarter. New contract low close, but still above the contract low print put in yesterday at 380 and three quarters. Minneapolis SEP down 1 3/4 cent, 502 and a quarter. So we've still have Black Sea and EU wheat, cheapest in the world. Also, Russia had a $7 a ton cut in their state-owned elevator fees. This also weighing on prices here. Funds in the wheat complex, a small short in Chicago, and up to about 35,000 contracts in Kansas City. Same old story. There was just too much wheat in the world, and the U.S. is not low enough priced in order to be competitive. Taking a look at beans, we had November finish up 4 3/4 cents at 873, about 6 cents off the lows. We traded back up to the high of yesterday's range, and we're holding above the lows from early August around that 862 level. I think if we can hold those lows, there may be a possibility to get a small rally, but that support needs to hold. Funds are short about 80,000 contracts of beans, maybe also a little bit of pause in that short selling here added to the little bounce in the beans near the end of the day. Weather here, not looking very threatening. We've got rain came through over the last 4 or 5 days, continued rain coming through over the next week or so, cooler temperatures, and really the only threat with those cooler temperatures is possibly a delay in growth and maturation, and that does raise the possibility, although quite limited right now, that we may have issues with an early frost. But again, that is a pretty remote possibility at this point. In outside markets, we've got the dollar trading up 13 ticks at 98.19. Crude oil down 50 cents a barrel, 55.63. And the stock market up about 230 points this afternoon. That's all I have for today. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.